KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies. It's 31 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 60, winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles per hour, and partly cloudy tonight with a low of 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Well, the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton begin their Christmas celebration with Yule Fest 2021 this November 26th and 27th. The important elements of a Danish Christmas, good food, warm hospitality, flickering candles, and other decorations will all be a part of this weekend. There are unique shops, specialty stores, and craft fairs for early holiday shopping, as well as many food establishments serving pastries, breads, candies, and specialties, plus a local winery. There are over 17 locations offering exquisite, one-of-a-kind gifts and delicious foods. The museums and historic structures will welcome visitors with special events and decorations. The Museum of Danish America will exhibit Danish Christmas plates from past years. You can experience their Yulestue and the historic Danish windmill built in 1848 and brought to Elkhorn from Denmark piece by piece 46 years ago. We'll serve glug and Danish cheese to visitors and have an old-fashioned Yule market. Bedstemor's House, Danish for grandmother's house, will welcome visitors with a warm fire. And the parlor's Christmas tree will be decorated with homemade paper ornaments, and including fish, chains, and roses. A hometown craft fair in Kimbleton and Main Street Bouquet in a boutique that is in Elkhorn will feature many local crafters, artists, and bakers. And Saturday is the Naughty or Nice or Nisse 5K Polar Run from the Little Mermaid to the Danish Windmill. Both towns will be decorated for Christmas and the streets lined with Danish and American flags. You can also listen for Christmas carolers this weekend and look for Father Christmas on Saturday. Join them for the traditional dancing and singing around the Christmas tree Saturday night and at the Christmas concert in Elkhorn at the Lutheran Church. Yule Fest is a great way for those proud Danes to show off their Danish heritage and to their welcomed guests and to celebrate the opening of the Christmas season in the Danish villages. Elkhorn and Kimbleton are located just off Interstate 80, 6 and 9 miles north of Exit 54, respectively. Well, a traffic stop this Tuesday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from Pottawatomie County. Red Oak police conducted a traffic stop at around 5:40 a.m. near the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. Upon further investigation, it was determined the driver of the vehicle, 42-year-old Sean Lee Eliff of Council Bluffs, had a suspended license through the state of Iowa with 9 withdrawals in effect. He also was cited for failure to show valid insurance. Eliff was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at slightly more than $491. A man from Red Oak was arrested Monday night for violation of a no-contact order. 31-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith was taken into custody in the 700 block of North 1st Street in Red Oak at around 7:53 p.m. His bond was set at $300. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Monday afternoon issued a report on 2 arrests and 2 prisoner transfers. It was the first such reports from Pott County since September 15th. Authorities say that around 9:35 p.m. this past Saturday, 46-year-old Shane Elam Rouse was arrested in Carson for being a fugitive from justice. And at around 2:30 a.m. on Monday, 23-year-old Maximilian Elwood was arrested in Council Bluffs for OWI first offense following a traffic stop at 300th Street and Highway 6. Also, authorities said that on Friday, 35-year-old Sean Michael Jenkins of Bellevue, Nebraska, was transported from the Lancaster County, Nebraska jail to the Pott County Jail, where he was wanted for leaving the scene of a property damage accident and 2 counts of robbery in the first degree, armed with a dangerous weapon. 35-year-old Patrick Allen Clark Jr. was transported also from the Lancaster County, Nebraska jail to Pott County, where he was wanted on charges of eluding and obedience to peace officers. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Monday had reported 3 arrests. On Friday, 26-year-old Ruben Toledo Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for burglary in the first degree and domestic abuse assault. His bond was set at $11,000. And 34-year-old William Dean Meredith of Glenwood was arrested at the Pott County Jail Friday on a warrant for domestic abuse assault and violation of probation. His bond was set at $5,300. Sunday afternoon, 47-year-old John McCormack Lewis Jr. of Malvern was arrested at the Mills County Jail on a warrant for harassment in the second degree with bond set at $1,000. And officials say a woman complained of neck pain following an accident Sunday afternoon in Mills County, but she refused medical treatment from Glenwood Fire Medics. The sheriff's office at a 2007 Ford, driven by Paul Burke of Clarinda, had pulled into a driveway on 221st Street at around 1:20 p.m. when, according to Burke, a 2004 Toyota driven by 18-year-old Madeline Cooter of Glenwood crossed over the west side fog line and struck his vehicle. Cooter said that she was going straight and that Burke pulled out in front of her. A woman in Burke's vehicle who complained of pain said she was looking to the east and did not see the Ford, but felt it when the vehicles collided. Burke claimed there was a third-party, non-contact vehicle behind him that saw the Toyota hit the Ford outside of the roadway, but authorities say that person was not on the scene and no contact information was available to confirm Burke's assertion. Deputies issued Burke a written warning for failure to yield upon left turn based on evidence available at the scene. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.